You're listening to these assholes, baby.
Assholes.
These assholes are going to make you listen to them.
Assholes.
When you listen to these assholes, you better believe you're listening to some assholes.
Assholes!
Because when you listen to these assholes, you know that these assholes are the assholes that you're listening to.
Assholes.
Well,
what?
No, it's another episode of Listen to These Assholes.
Is that what this is?
It's another one. Yeah, it's
that whole the same mess one. Of shit we just did was. It's episode 10 this time.
Yeah, episode 10. We've hit double digits, people. Consecutive weeks.
Yeah, I was thinking about what we could do to make episode 10 better than all the other episodes.
Yeah,
but couldn't come up with anything.
Oh well, let's see how it goes.
It'll be all right. So you know what would really make this podcast like take off?
What?
If we could tell the future on the podcast.
Yeah.
I think we can.
I think we can too.
I think it's gonna be huge.
I can't see it not being huge.
So here goes. Eric, why don't you go first?
All right. I'll predict the future first.
All right.
In the future, the idea of a breaded fish stick would be illegal contraband. A fish stick.
It should be. People shouldn't be carrying fish sticks around.
No.
Or eating them either. They're pretty gross.
Yeah. I think it's going to be illegal one day.
I don't trust anything from the ocean that wasn't just caught from the ocean.
And breaded.
Yeah. I don't need you freezing my seafood.
We need to eat fish the way they were meant to be eaten.
I predict that a couple of wankers are going to marry each other.
Like two dudes?
No, like a couple of like limeys. Some British people. Oh. Yeah, these cocksuckers on TV over here.
Right.
If you own a television, you know that these two shitbags are getting married.
Well, that's more just
saying. Who gives a shit?
Like confirming.
Yeah.
Confirming the future.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, that wasn't really a good prediction. Shit.
Try it again.
All right. I predict that in the future, we will continue to go to outer space, even though Obama is putting the space shuttle in mothballs.
Mothballs.
Yeah.
I hopefully agree that that's true. I think space exploration is the only logical exploration right now. I mean, we could explore the bottom of the ocean, but
we could explore the bottom of the ocean, but that's just still this planet.
Yeah.
And stuff only gets more primitive down there.
So if we go out and maybe colonize other planets or...
Yo, have you seen this video? Yeah, the little glowing ball over the temple?
Yeah, I did see that. It looked like it could have been fake.
I don't know. How do you...
If the people behind the cameras at all four of the angles of that...
Were in on it,
it's very easy.
It seemed like it was just too... I don't know, like I couldn't even fathom that being fake. It just looked so good.
If it was fake, this is how I'll explain what it looked like. If it was fake, it would have been... Picture a white 3D sphere that had these, like, picture a balloon that had tennis balls in it. And it was bouncing, the tennis balls were all bouncing back and forth. And it was jutting out, you know, randomly. And it was growing and shrinking. And it came down, and then a big flash of light.
It was hovering over that temple for a long time.
Yeah, it was hovering for a minute. And
then it moseyed on down.
And then it floated about, it looked like, from some angles, it looked like it was a good, like, 20 or 30 feet above this temple. Or maybe even less. I don't remember.
Well, do you know how I definitely know that it was real?
How?
From the one angle.
Well, no, it wasn't Israel. It was,
no, it wasn't Israel.
It was Jerusalem. Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's. I think one's the country, one's the city.
Yeah.
So.
I think so, too.
I think you're right. But, no, the way I know that it's real is that there's a woman from Mississippi in one of the camera angles talking out loud.
Right.
And wherever there's a UFO, there's a hick. So, if she was there... Yeah. I think it's real.
That's true.
That confirms it for me.
What other confirmation do you need for something like that?
That's really good enough for me.
Yeah.
You know, I know in my heart that that was true, just because there was a woman from Mississippi there.
I know in my heart I want it to be true so bad, but a big argument is that why wasn't it on all these news stations? And it was briefly, from what I understand, it was briefly on national news, CNN.
We like to hush-hush that stuff, though. So, like, it broke, and then they shut up about it because all sorts of other shit's going on.
Yeah. I read a few articles about that video, and they were saying that it's probably a hoax. Somebody, like,
how do you make a hoax out of that, though?
I don't know.
It was too good, in my opinion. It was just too...
Well, I mean, if you think about it...
The way the flash of light was, like, from the far angle, you can see it better, but there's a little flash of light before it flies away. Like,
yeah. I think there's definitely a possibility of it being real, but a point that somebody can make that to argue that it's fake is that we can do that with film right now, these days. We could do that with film even at an amateur level of
that's true
of filmmaking.
That's true, but it looked too good. It looked too good to be fake.
Yeah, the lighting was good. It wasn't. Sometimes you feel like you see the light hitting it from a different angle,
yeah.
Or like you notice that it's a superimposed image. But it looked real. It looked extremely real.
Even in amateur filmmaking, to make it look that good is fucking tough.
Yeah.
Like, you really gotta know what the fuck you're doing. And there was witnesses. You know, there's people around who said that they saw it.
It's pretty interesting.
That lady from Mississippi, she was looking right at it. She knew what it was. She's like, I've seen one of them before.
I predict in the near future, in the very near future, that we will have alien contact.
Ooh.
Media. Publicized alien contact. Because I believe we already have had alien contact.
Well, WikiLeaks just publicized some alien contact.
That's true. I think we will have some nationally
stuff out there.
I think that Obama will address.
Obama will?
I think that there will come a time where there will be no, like, something will happen in New York City that is undeniable. Something will happen. These things are intelligent. They know how to make themselves present. And I think that they want to do that. And I think that eventually there's going to be no choice but to address them publicly.
I think they see a lot of shooting and bombing too, and like some, and like a lot of radiation over by Japan. Just like all sorts of weird shit going on. And like, do we even want to get shot at?
Yeah.
I mean, even if, okay, maybe they have some fancy force field, who knows? But like, even if they don't, are they like, I don't think they really want to be known, because we're primitive compared to them.
We'll be potentially hostile to things we don't understand.
Exactly. We're like monkeys.
Yeah, we're like monkeys. The monkeys in 2001, A Space Odyssey.
We don't think we're monkeys. No, we're just like, we're still primates, man. Like, we don't think we're monkeys because, you know, we can stand up straight and put shoes and pants and stuff on.
Yeah, and we could sing the blues.
Yeah, if we feel like it.
I'm not a monkey.
But we are monkeys.
No, but I'm saying
when it comes to that, like when it's like super high intelligence,
I got the monkey blues.
Motherfuckers in spaceships and stuff.
Put on my shoes, even though I got the monkey blues. Smoking cigars and drinking all day, but I'm still a fucking monkey. I don't know. That's the monkey blues.
Is it?
That's what I interpreted monkey blues into.
That was some monkey blues right there.
Don't give me no banana. Yeah, we are monkeys compared to whatever intelligent life is out there. They have more time to develop, probably.
Definitely. I would agree with that. Or they might have, their planet might be different and they were accelerated somehow.
If they can reach us, they're already more advanced than us. Because we still haven't, unless we have, found intelligent colonies in space.
Not in this solar system. I mean, we haven't explored past what we have. We have ways of looking at things, but we see dots when we look at that. You know?
Right.
If we grab the Hubble and we look out at the Milky Way, we're just going to see a bunch of specks.
The possibility of that is 100%.
There's got to be something.
There is intelligent life somewhere else in the universe.
Okay, there's trillions of stars.
Right.
Right. And then there's billions of planets.
There's billions of galaxies.
Okay.
And there's billions of stars within each one of those billion galaxies.
And there's planets revolving around a lot of those stars.
Yeah.
At least billions of those. And then maybe millions of those planets have the right conditions to support life.
Exactly.
And maybe,
such as Earth.
You know what? Even if thousands of them had had the ability to support life, then that's enough for me.
The whole thing is one rock has the capability of supporting life. One rock somewhere.
Yeah.
It's called Earth. That one rock has the capability, which means the chances aren't large enough for it not to happen.
There are so many other rocks that one of those other rocks has to be just right.
Habitable. And sure, it's a one in a million chance, but there are billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions of chances for that happening.
How many chances?
Billions and billions and billions and billions and billions of chances.
I think you left a couple billions out.
Billions.
See, because I'm counting right here, and it looks like there's
at least
three more billions.
Okay, billions of 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 chances. Is that better, you think? You think that's a...
I think you still left a couple off, but don't worry about it.
All right. My parents are crying. Then I'll dig a tunnel from my window to your... Down in the tunnel. My window to yours.
I'll tell you, it's really good to see that that some people got out of that thing in Afghanistan. What? Okay, so some motherfuckers tunneled to a prison in Afghanistan, from what I hear. Did you know that?
You just told me.
They tunneled. They went like 1,000 feet, I think. And 500 guys just lined up and walked out of the place yesterday morning.
I bet you they were saying the ants go marching one by one.
Where were the guards? Were they hungover or something?
The guards?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Were they all taking a shit at the same time?
Probably. I bet you, who knows, man. Somebody, maybe when they broke in, they released a gas or something?
But no, because there would be 500 guys that were trying to get out that would get gas too.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know, maybe there was a riot.
Apparently they just opened up a hole, and a bunch of people just walked out.
That's insane.
They haven't said a goddamn thing about any guards doing anything or knowing about it or seeing this. Like, the guards had their thumbs up their asses the whole time.
The guards are always outnumbered. And one of the beneficial things...
But they have guns.
They do have guns.
And they should be checking for this kind of shit.
What happened exactly? And that's it? Is it a vague story or...?
The story is some Taliban dudes rented a house... About 1,000 yards away, no, like 1,000 feet away. And they rented the house and they just tunneled.
Okay.
Toward the prison from the outside.
500, and then 500 snuck out.
And they opened the thing and 500 snuck out this morning in the wee hours. I wonder if they dug a hole to everybody's cell.
They could have.
Or if they just like, maybe they cleared out the whole bottom. Doubtful.
They still could have.
But 500 guys?
Who knows? Maybe their holding cells have 50 people each.
That's possible.
I don't know how prison.
Yeah,
how prison is constructed.
Maybe the hole was like in the yard, and they all just ran for it.
I could picture.
But just so how do they not get followed, or how do they not get completely fucked over? All of a sudden, there's 500 people at a house.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
They probably used the old dude with a beard and a cowboy hat. Like, God damn it! I want my phone call. They used him as a distraction.
That's a good prison. Method.
So there's enough of those guys in a. Where is it? Afghanistan?
Afghanistan.
Yeah, there's enough of those guys in an Afghan prison.
It's good to see that we've built infrastructure. Way to go, us.
Yeah, the passing rate for prison protection 101 was still below par. And yeah. We did nothing about it.
That's awful. And the Canadians were training them, I think.
Were they?
Yeah, way to go, Canadians.
Yeah.
Why don't you give them... a fucking pillow on their way out or something. A pillow? Who says that?
Yeah, who says that?
Why don't you give them a fucking blowjob on their way out?
Yeah.
Did you train them to do that too?
Yeah, why don't you fucking give them manicures so that their walk is comfortable? Give them foot massages, all 500 of them.
Give everyone a towel.
Yeah.
Make sure it's commemorative.
Yeah, hand out water, like at a marathon.
Yeah.
So they could throw it in their face as they're running out of the prison.
Yeah, give everyone some sneakers while you're at it.
Brand new sneakers.
The Jordans.
You know what? Put a number on everyone. Like, seriously, make it like a marathon. If all these people are going to be running out of the prison, you might as well have fun with it. Give them cups of water to throw in their face.
See, when you first said put a number on everyone, I thought tattoo.
No, I'm thinking like a runner's number, like a piece of paper on the front and back of their shirt. I could see that. Like a big, huge jailbreak where everyone's wearing like a marathon number.
I'm pretty booking.
That'd be wild.
But how do you get a tunnel that big? Like, it's just unbelievable that they were able to do that. I want to see pictures. I fucking want Geraldo Rivera take me on a tour through the tunnel.
Yeah.
Like, these are the walls. Look, this is what it looks like 4 feet from that spot on the wall.
Down in the tunnel. Can you smell the sweat?
Coming off of my mustache?
I don't know how Geraldo Rivera sounds. Even though I'd still do a terrible impression. As per always.
Yeah.
Oh, what the fuck. Can you smell the feet? The marks?
The what?
I'm on 2.5 Percocets, man.
Eric's tooth is fucked up.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on. He's going to talk about it for a second, though.
I'll talk about it for a second. So that's pretty much what
it is. Time's up. No. Okay.
All right. Give me like 2 minutes. A minute and a half.
All right. I'm timing you. All
right. Okay. My tooth is like one big picture, like one big, like, you know, solid, like, tree trunk, right? And the tree trunk is like, you know, where the tooth is. The top of the tooth is where the tree trunk is at the top. The top of the tree trunk is the top of the tooth. Imagine that. Now, imagine that the top of the tooth is sawed in half, like a chopped tree trunk. Chopped, like, you know, like a third of the way down, right? So all that's sticking out are these jagged, like, pieces of tree trunk, but really a tooth. And it's like jagged pieces of tooth, like, sticking through my gums, and my gums have been growing over it. And it's just pushing through more and more, and now it feels like, you know, the crater has gone so deep, I can probably stick my whole finger in there. And it's all just black and pussy and dark, and it feels like...
Really?
Fucking, yeah. No, it's not pussy. It's not too pussy, but it's like, creamy.
There's a hole?
It's not a big hole. I can't fit my whole finger in it. That was an exaggeration.
That's gnarly, man.
But, yeah, I have, like, a big crater in my tooth. It's like the northern crater in Final Fantasy VII. But anyway... It fucking hurts like a bitch. I had to take some pain relievers.
Did you relieve that pain?
Yeah, right now it's not that bad because I've got some Percocet pain reliever in my my system.
That's good.
Which I don't use, I only use when I have pain.
So you're not addicted to painkillers or anything?
No. I actually do not like painkillers.
I don't either. I'm not really a pharmacy guy at all.
Yeah.
No thanks.
I'll drink, you know, drink and...
Because who knows what the fuck they're putting in that.
Yeah, those things are more dangerous than...
Yeah. The side effects are just... What? It's like, oh, pot? Oh, okay.
I took 2 Vicodin over the Easter weekend, and it just fucked with my stomach. It didn't even really help my tooth pain.
And pharmies make you dependent. That's not cool.
I went all day just riding it out. I don't want to get hit too hard. Just riding it out. I know what I'm doing it for. Keep it that way.
So how about these Republicans?
What about them?
I think they got their heads up their asses.
I think they got their hands and their feet up their asses.
They've got it all wrong. See, they're calling themselves conservative, but really, they're the ones that are radical.
Nice.
You like that?
That was radical, bro.
I kind of put my hand over it, so.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Yeah.
He burped, if you didn't hear it.
Republicans are bugging the shit out of me, especially this Donald Trump guy. You heard of him?
Who, Donald Trump? Yeah, he's got a show,
The Comb Over? That was the best joke I could come up with. Yeah,
The comb over. Yeah,
comb over. He wants to make Obama show his birth certificate. The guy's president already. He became president.
What is that? Is that called a lifer?
A few years.
A lifer.
Oh, they like to make up words. That's called rhetoric when they make up words.
Yeah,
and then they just repeat them, and everyone who wants to refer to that uses that word that somebody made up.
Like lifer.
Like lifer. Like tea party.
Yeah, tea party.
Like
Scatamouche.
Well, that's more of an inside joke.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Nobody else knows about that.
Stuff that Bill O'Reilly talks about, like on talking points. That's what he's talking about, man. He fucking tells conservatives just what to say about whatever the issue is. Like, this is the conservative viewpoint, and that's what you should have on it. Just stop thinking for yourself and just watch Fox News.
Well, that's the most successful form of government.
Fox News?
No, not Fox News. Just everyone thinking about the same thing. Thinking the same thing. But the thing is...
The problem is that it's so...
There's no room for free will, so it's impossible.
It's so completely opposite, or it's just inflammatory toward what the other side thinks.
But in a perfect government, there would be no other side. That's what I'm saying.
Well, that's a dictatorship.
Well, no, I'm saying a perfect government... Well, no, yeah, a utopia.
But
it would be utopia.
Well, know, in a utopia...
Which is impossible.
In a utopia, I think everybody would be heard, and that would suck because everybody would, you know, have to... Talk.
Yeah.
I mean, it would suck because you'd have to hear everybody's opinion.
Then a perfect government would be everybody fucking being a monotonous slave to the one sole brain. There would have to be a central brain.
There is no such thing as a perfect government.
Exactly.
There is none.
But in a perfect government...
Not even the Jesus is a perfect government.
They wouldn't have trans fats.
What?
I don't know. In a perfect government, we use monopoly money.
We already do.
Oh, yeah. But in a perfect government, we use our own body parts as currency.
Just ask China. Do you think China maybe did it right? I guess communism is not really that terrible.
No, communism is the closest thing to it.
If it's done correctly, and if people are really like down with it.
But the thing is, people aren't going to be down with it, and the idea of capitalism is such an attractive idea to so many different types of people.
It is.
And the idea of the harder you work,
the problem with capitalism now is that the problem is that so few people really do succeed in capitalism.
Right.
And so few people really do, like, make zillions of dollars.
Right.
To where even fewer have just an amount of money that nobody can touch.
Right.
And they end up influencing everything. I mean, that's why, like, Saudi Arabians are influencing our lives a lot in our economy and stuff. Because they just end, like, if you have the most money, you have the most pull.
Right.
And things are going to go your way.
And, yeah, you know, half of Saudi Arabia, or not even, like, 99% of Saudi Arabia is having dirt for breakfast, you know?
Yeah, and there's just a few rich people.
Yeah, and they're fucking eating off of fresh virgin vaginas.
Actually, there's actually probably quite a few rich people in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, but they
have all the oil, I mean.
Yeah, that's true.
I guess, but if you're not working
for the oil company. But only, like, a handful of, I'm sure only a handful of people are running that thing, you know, because...
That's true.
There's only so much wealth to go around, you know?
Well, not if your company is exporting something, or not, see, your company? Not if your country is exporting something that the whole world wants.
If there's a lot of greed in
that. I mean, the whole reason why Muammar Gaddafi is getting any attention from us is oil in them Nar Hills. People hate him anyway.
Yeah, he's a tool.
He's fucking silly putty face.
He's a shithead.
But now this shit's going down in Syria. You see this shit in Syria?
I heard about it.
They've been in a police state for like 30 years, I think. Or maybe 50 years. I don't know. They've pretty much been in emergency military government mode for like 50 years. They've sort of changed it because people have been protesting. And like, people see what's going on in other parts of the world. And they see Egypt and they see Libya and they see all sorts of other shit. And they say, well, we want some too.
That's the whole Egypt thing was sort of a butterfly effect. Yeah. I feel like, all right, here's another future prediction.
There was one right before Egypt. There was like Tunisia, I think.
But then it was like, oh, it's a country you've heard of, Egypt. Everyone's heard of Egypt. The pyramids, Cleopatra. Yeah.
You want to talk about predicting the future? These protests and the outbreaks of rebellion and unrest in the Middle East are actually one of the signs of the apocalypse. Like, I'm not even saying that, like, oh, like, it's one of these problems. Like, honestly, like, there's prophecy somewhere that says that area will be in...
Civil unrest?
Yeah, it will be in unrest and war, and people will be killing each other.
I actually saw yesterday, you know, May 14th is supposed to start... May 21st, I'm sorry, is supposed to start a five-month judgment period from the heavens.
Really?
Yeah.
The Lord?
The Lord.
I better get my shit together.
Yeah. Yeah, the Lord's going to strike down for 5 months of... it's going to be torturous, apparently. And October 21st, which is my birthday...
Is that when it's over?
That is supposed to be Judgment Day. Really? October 21st, 2011.
That's incredible.
Yeah. And this is all supposed to start May 21st.
All right, I'm marking my calendar.
And it's going to rain down brimstone and fury. And
what the fuck is brimstone?
I don't know. I've heard it. So I heard in the movie.
I've heard it all over the place, but what the fuck is brimstone?
It's probably just lava rock.
Are you sure?
Probably. I can't imagine it being anything else. What else would fall from the sky that would be scary? Or signify...
Just about anything that's not rain.
Yeah, that's true.
Or hail. Hail is pretty scary on its own.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, stone. Maybe stone. Stone rocks. Would fall from the sky.
That would suck a dick.
Yeah. Imagine it just started raining stones. A bunch of little... fucking
glass will be breaking all over the place.
Bastards.
I want to punch Donald Trump in the dick. Him and his fucking onion haircut, whatever the fuck is going on there.
It kind of does look like an onion.
Oh, okay. So here's the thing about Obama's birth certificate. They think that he's Muslim. So they're trying to out him on that. And even, you know, if he wasn't born in this country, then he wasn't born in this country. But they think that around when he was born, they were still putting religion on the birth certificate. And so that it might say that he's Muslim.
So what's the big deal about that?
I have no idea. I mean, yeah, I know. I kind of know, but it's just conservatives playing on people's fears.
I don't understand.
It's white people.
Well, I don't understand dicks. why it isn't general knowledge that being Muslim and being Muslim extremist are two totally different things. The ratio of Muslim extremists to Muslims is like fucking 10 billion to 1.
But what about evangelists in this country?
Right.
Those people scare the living shit out of me.
They're not carrying out violent acts. They're, you know.
They want to give their life to Jesus!
Yeah.
You know that story? Remember that story on that one Zach Galifianakis DVD? Where he tells a story about his grandfather, or no, not his grandfather, his uncle, running for senator in North Carolina?
No.
And he says, he was up against, who the fuck was he up against? I don't know. Some fucking white, lifelong Republican dickbet. He was killing him in the polls. Galifianakis's uncle was killing him in the polls. And he came out with a slogan that was, he's one of us, I think, for whoever the other guy was. I can't think of who the fuck he was. But anyway, he was like, vote for him because he's one of us. Meaning, like, that you can pronounce his last name. You know, like, that he's, you know, a white guy. That he's just an average white schmuck.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much what this is. It's like, they're just trying to out him for being not a white person. It's fucking annoying.
It is. It's bigotry. It's large-scale bigotry.
If you're not a fucking
white... It's unbelievable.
A white Christian in this country. Or, I guess, you know, the Jews have it pretty easy, too. Let's not lie. I mean, in this country, they... People hate them, but people hate everybody pretty equally. So I'm not really worried about racism.
Yeah. Well, racism is the idea of saying, you know,
it's a way of applying stereotype and believing in it, and
right,
saying
yeah.
that's everybody.
Well, here's what I have to say about racism, right? Okay. If it was in my family's interest to always go out and get fried chicken and fucking fried chicken and mashed potatoes and watermelon for dessert, right? If it was in my family's interest to do that every night, or as much as possible, then I would have no choice but to be like, I love fried chicken and fucking orange soda. And all these, you know, that's all these racist. Things that are...
It's why they gotta like orange soda?
Yeah, well, why they had to say that? Well, this is why I had to say that. Because culturally, African-American families do eat a lot of fried chicken.
Do they?
I think. That's why there's a stereotype.
I think it's
about
because
them.
It's cheap. Well, I think that's the stereotype.
I'm telling you right now. Black people love fried chicken.
They do. And, I love fried chicken, too.
And you know what? Yeah, exactly.
Fuck.
Yeah. So what the fuck? You know, I'm not going to go eat it every day.
Oh, but black people would? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying black people would eat it every other day.
Now a nigga going to eat it every other day.
Hey, come on. We can't use the...
Who can't use that?
We can't use the fried chicken word.
Oh, yeah.
We can't say fried chicken. No.
You just said it like 4 times.
What, fried chicken?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. But, I wasn't brought up to eat fried chicken every day. I'm a white guy who grew up in one of the whitest towns probably in America.
Yeah.
Massapequa, New York.
That is true.
But I was brought up with the idea that everyone deserves a chance, regardless of skin color or race or background or creed or whatever. That's what I take. You know?
That's America. That's the America I love.
Yeah.
I don't care if no Muslim is in the White House. That's the America I love. I'm going to vote for that man. That's what all those stupid white people should be saying. Should they eventually listen to this show?
Yeah. But I predict in the future that this show will become such an incredible hit in the South.
Yeah.
That people will soon be like, when was the last time I shook a black man's hand? Ah. The melting pot. It's all about the beauty of assimilating cultures.
Is it beautiful?
It is beautiful.
It is.
Because there are some things I enjoy about other cultures that I may not have been exposed to as much as people in those cultures. But I want to know. I have the will to learn about other people's cultures, whereas most people don't. They'd rather be in their own fucking closed box, jerking themselves off.
This is the end of the show.
This is the end of the show.
This is how we're
this
ending the show.
This is how we're ending the show.
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 Because this is how we're
ending the show. Listen to these assholes.
Listen to these assholes.
Listen to these assholes.
Listen to
these assholes.